Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I was curious, and I did some research, and I have some answers. And that is, how big of a favorite are the LA Dodgers?
Mm.
So I went to a gambling website, of course. Gambling is the topic of the week, isn't it?
Of course.
Just to get a perspective. So I'm going to give you the numbers, and I'm going to give you context. The Toronto Blue Jays to win the World Series are plus 184. They are significant underdogs against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay.
Which is kind of odd when you think about it from this perspective. The Blue Jays had a better record over 162 games and have home field advantage.
Yeah, but the Dodgers are playing ridiculous baseball right now.
Understand. I can't argue that, and I kind of agree with the sentiment. Like, you ask me today, we all probably think the Dodgers are going to win. I wanted to put that out there. Like, the Blue Jays had a better record. They did. They have home field advantage.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Dodgers in five.
I looked into the history, and this goes only back to 1985, which is a pretty big sample size, but not the entire history of the World Series. If the Blue Jays win the World Series, it would be the fourth biggest upset in the history of the World Series since 1985.
Wow.
There are three other World Series that would go down as bigger upsets based on gambling odds.
Right, so the last 40 years.
Since 1985.
Wow.
Now, I'll let Tommy... As a baseball fan, as a guy who knows a thing or two, give me the three upsets that were bigger, according to the gambling odds, than if the Blue Jays beat the
Dodgers.
First
one that comes to my mind immediately, Marlins beating the Yankees in the World Series.
Absolutely brilliant. That is plus 190. Mm. Of the three upsets I'm about to give you, the smallest upset.
Really?
Yes, there were two that were bigger, according to gambling odds.
Can I phone a friend or ask a question here?
Of course!
Is that the most recent one?
No.
So one more recently was a bigger upset.
I'm going to give you a hint.
Who did the Royals play?
Are you being a jerk right now? They played the Mets.
Okay, is that one?
Believe it or not, the Royals and the Mets were one of the most even World Series odds in the history of the World Series.
Interesting.
They were actually both minus numbers, which I can't find with any other World Series. All right, I'll give you a hint. One of them is relatively recent. The other one is not. Okay, one of them is relatively recent. The other one is not recent.
Relatively recent.
Yes. Like in the last decade. The other one is back before you probably even watched baseball. So I'll give you that.
Hmm. What about the Braves couldn't be one because they, maybe the Braves.
The Atlanta Braves in 2021, you're saying?
Yeah. Because they were bad in the regular season.
Plus 120. It was an upset, but not nearly as big.
Okay.
The Braves in 1995 were heavy favorites, so that one doesn't count.
No, no.
All right, Tommy, I need an answer so we can move on. Stop looking it up. I don't like you.
No, I'm not looking it up.
He's looking at the contest.
I'm just looking at who won and who played who and trying to guess what the odds are. I think that's fair.
You're looking at the history of the World Series and saying, all right, that's the upset. All right, go ahead.
All right, how about would the Nationals have been a big underdog against the Houston Astros?
Absolutely.
Really?
That is the recent one.
With Scherzer, Strasburg, and Soto, they were huge dogs?
Well, to your point about wild cards, the Nationals had to win a wild card game to even make the postseason.
Right.
So they went on like this crazy run, and the Astros were 2 years away from winning the World Series. The Washington Nationals were plus 195. Again, perspective, the Blue Jays are plus 184.
Right.
So they were
what was that series?
What do you mean?
What was the series?
Every road team won the series.
Oh, is that right?
A game. It was the only World Series that did it.
Wow.
It was in Houston. The Nationals won game one and two in Houston, lost 3, 4, and 5 in D.C.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I think I have the other one.
The one you're about to say, or the one that we're guessing on, is the biggest upset in the history of the World Series since 1985.
Going back to 85.
Going back to 85, because we don't have anything before that. I'm sure the Mets were huge underdogs in 69.
Was it the... Jeez, I just had it. It was in the late... were the Twins a big underdog against the Braves?
They were favorites, heavy favorites.
Heavy favorites.
I'm just giving you the answer.
Yeah, just give me. I was going to say A's over the Giants.
You would never guess it.
If you thought about it, you would, because the Oakland A's got to the World Series in 88, lost as a big favorite.
Yeah.
Won it in 89 as a big favorite, and then went to the World Series again in 1990, and they got swept by the Cincinnati Reds, who, are you ready for this? Plus 260. So they weren't only the biggest upset in the history of the World Series. That was the biggest upset in the history of the World Series by a lot.
Right.
You know who I'm stunned is not on this list? The 96 Yankees.
The 1996 Yankees were plus 145, so it was definitely an upset.
Braves defending champs, a young upstart Yankee team, but they weren't in the top three. Okay.
No, and believe it or not, with the whole Cincinnati
not
Red
far,
thing.
Not far out of the top three. But
not that far. The Reds were the biggest underdog, period, in a World Series. So there were plenty of underdogs that didn't win, like the Rockies were plus 200 in 2007.
Oh, I got it. Most of the underdogs lost.
Yes. Yeah, rightfully so.
Right.
So the Reds were the biggest underdog, period, and they won the World Series. So just perspective that if the Dodgers do win this series, at least according to gambling odds, it would be the fourth biggest upset in the history of the World Series.
You mean the Blue Jays?
The Blue.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What did I say?
You said the Dodgers.
No, that would be expected. The Blue Jays, I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah. The Blue Jays winning would be the fourth biggest upset in the history of the World Series. Now, there's one very important thing I need to address, because this bothered me all night last night. We took a few callers yesterday, and there's been a very popular opinion about, hey, the NBA gambling scandal, what about Ohtani? Mm-hmm. What about Ohtani? What about Ohtani? And what I said yesterday was, look, I'm no fan of Shohei Ohtani, but there's nothing here. Like, the only thing we could potentially have here is that he knew that his interpreter was gambling. Like, right. Okay, and he lied about the interpreter stealing money. And even if you want to go further and say Ohtani did the gambling, the gambling was all on weird soccer games all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if you're mad at him for placing bets with an illegal bookmaker, he didn't bet on baseball. And I want to make that clear.
I don't think I realize that. I don't think most people realize that.
I don't think most people realize it either. That's why last night I went back and listened to the bookie himself, Matthew Boyd, who did a few interviews, including one with our own Craig Carton, and said point blank, that account run by Ohtani's interpreter,
right,
never bet on baseball. Here it is. Very quick clip. This is Matthew Boyd with Craig being asked, hey, did that account ever bet on baseball?
I can confirm this fact. There was never one baseball wager put in on that account from that period.
Never a baseball wager.
Right.
So the only scandal that MLB could be covering up is Ohtani betting.
Betting, but not on baseball.
But not on baseball.
And is that illegal?
So here's the issue. This is where it's convoluted. Shohei Ohtani, just like athletes, and we talked about this yesterday, that's why it's connected, they are legally allowed to bet on other stuff.
Right. So there would not be an issue. Even
the
if
issue
it was
is him. It's an illegal bookmaker. That's the issue.
Right.
And that is absolutely an issue, but usually they go after the bookmakers more so than the people.
Right.
But, yeah, would MLB want to cover up that Ohtani was betting on soccer? And one of the funny things from this interview was,
but even if it was Ohtani, so it wasn't IPay, it was Ohtani that was doing this. This feels like a slap on the wrist, not a you need to be banned from baseball.
100%. Like if it's true that Ohtani was the brains behind what his interpreter did, which a lot of people like to believe, he was a gambler on crazy soccer games. So what do we do with that?
Right.
Do we suspend him because he was...
Well, here's the thing, Evan. Do you even care?
If it's about that stuff, no, I actually don't.
Exactly.
You're asking me? No.
I don't see why anyone who's a baseball fan would care or is worried about the integrity of U.S. sports, in this case baseball. Why you would care? He's gambling on soccer, and it's probably European soccer. I doubt it's MLS.
I'm gonna take it beyond this because I did listen to this entire interview and it was awesome. The bookie says I didn't even understand the countries that he was betting on.
Right,
like it was so in depth what his interpreter was gambling on because he was chasing. Like he was losing a lot. He was losing a ridiculous amount of money, and so he was so desperate to win, he'd be betting according to the bookie on countries he didn't even know existed.
Right.
He's like, I know the globe pretty well. I don't know what that was. Mm. So you say MLS? Forget MLS. He was betting on a country we didn't even know existed.
Right.
So I think what is misinterpreted, and the reason I bring this up is, even if MLB is covering something up about Ohtani, what truly are they covering up?
There nothing, is nothing of consequence.
Nothing.
Is the point.
Nothing that we should be that pissed about.
Right.
Like, yes, I would want MLB to have a real investigation into what happened, and they didn't. And I don't trust MLB, and none of us really do. That's not even my point. But my point is, people like to bring up on the day of the World Series, Ohtani probably bet on baseball. Mm-hmm. There's zero evidence of that.
Right. He didn't.
He did not. That account that Ohtani's interpreter used,
right,
according to the bookie who's now in prison, it was all like soccer. Had nothing to do with baseball. So I think the Dodgers are so hated, and Ohtani is so hated by some, especially in New York, that we just want whatever. It doesn't matter. Facts don't matter.
People are looking for excuses. They're looking for excuses for him to be the problem, as opposed to this basketball issue just being an isolated issue.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to lump everything together.
And it's
not fair. It's not fair to Shohei Ohtani.
And here's what we need. If you dislike Shohei Ohtani, here's what we need. 0-27 in this series. Give up 8 runs in the one start he makes.
Right.
Get bombed. Just be bad. I mean, that's it. Just let him not pitch well and hit well and let the Blue Jays win this thing in 4.
Shohei Ohtani.
Which I'm assuming you're rooting for. You want Blue Jays to win this series or are you all evil?
No, I want the Blue Jays to win.
That's all I'm asking.
Yes, but I think the Dodgers are winning.
I think we all probably think the Dodgers are winning, but you want the Blue Jays to win.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want the Blue Jays to win, Tommy, or are you doing the reverse logic I was playing with, which is let the Dodgers keep winning so we can be the ones to beat them?
No, I want to be the ones to beat the Dodgers.
So you're rooting for the Dodgers?
I'm rooting for LA.
Yeah. The confliction I have with that, because I think that too, I brought that up on the air a few weeks ago, is that as much as I want to be the team that beats the Dodgers, when I sit there, and I won't do it tonight because I'll be at Nets opening night, but tomorrow, is when I sit there to watch Dodgers-Blue Jays, my stomach will root for the Blue Jays.
Right.
As much as my brain tells me.
Because of how, annoying their general manager and president is.
And the players.
And the players. Well, the players aren't annoying.
No, when they wave their hands, I hate it. It bothers me.
What do you mean?
It's obnoxious.
They're great, and they know it.
I respect their greatness.
I don't mind the players. I mind the construction.
Okay.
And the arrogance behind the construction.
I mind all of it. Okay. I don't like them. I mean, they're also the Dodgers. Let's not forget, New Yorkers, they left us. I know it's been a while, but is there really a statute of limitations of being left?
No. Most people have no idea.
No, they have an idea. They just don't remember it. Like, I don't remember it. It was my grandfather's time. My dad doesn't even remember it.
I guess I do sometimes, but I usually forget.
Well, you should never forget.
Why?
Because they left us.
I was not here, and us isn't me. I grew up in Virginia.
Okay, but you're a New Yorker now.
Yeah, I'm a New Jersey.
It's the same thing.
It's not.
You're a metropolitan New Yorker.
I'm a metropolitan, yes.
Yeah.
But not a Met fan.
That's true. I'm such a hypocrite, because when the Giants do well, the San Francisco Giants, I have no problem rooting for them, so...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.